It's a busy day in Kitwe's central business district, Zambia's second largest town in the mineral-rich Copperbelt province. The residents are busy with their daily activities, putting on brave faces, but not all is well, as the recent job losses are the talk of the town. Zambia is Africa's second biggest copper producer, and companies face challenges of low productivity and regulatory instability. Copper accounts for 80% of Zambia's foreign exchange earnings. Mining companies operating in Zambia include Canada's First Quantum Minerals, Swiss commodities giant Glencore, and London-listed Vedanta Resources. 35-year-old Humphrey Chisenga is one of the retrenched miners at Mopani Copper Mines in Kitwe. He says life is very hard.
That small income that was coming in has stopped coming, and it's very difficult. Right now, I don't even know how I'm going to get the money to pay for my two kids' school fees in January and my other dependents. So, really, our future is bleak. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Walia Kantu is the representative of the retrenched miners. He says miners in Zambia get an average of 500 euros monthly, which is not enough.
Our salaries are barely enough. Okay, so financial institutions used to come through the company, give us some educational loans. Every year you get something to pay for your school fees. Now that has gone. And when the company let us go, they handed us pay statements, which had as a net income, after I lost my job, they gave me a payslip and they gave me what I'd earned in my 4 years of employment. And they told me all this money has been sent to the bank, and I was going away with nothing, totally nothing.
Chishimba Nkole is the president of the Mine Workers Union of Zambia. He says the situation is a national crisis which needs urgent attention.
The problems facing mining companies call for urgent measures to bring all stakeholders together with a view of finding immediate solutions, and should not be left to only the unions and mining houses. While the issue of job cuts in the mines may be trivialized or politicized, the problem is real and should not be glossed over, because people's livelihoods are under serious threat.
Although Mines Minister Christopher Yaluma has acknowledged the crisis in the mining industry, he says more dialogue is needed to resolve the problems.
We will endeavor to ensure that our policies are consistent, and that the investors who are in the country and those who are coming to the country won't be greeted by a new abrupt or ad hoc pronouncement. If we are very closely, engaging each other and interacting, proactively, we would have avoided this. But be as it may, it was the lack of that close dialogue, close, which could have helped us.
Analysts say Zambia's copper is expensive to produce, and investors are reluctant to start new mines and expand existing ones because of constantly changing policies and taxes. Kathy Short, RFI, Kitwe, Zambia.